radical Islamist group Hizbut Tahrir resurgent in Britain amid Israel-Palestine conflict, report. By Kurt Zindulka on June 8, 2021. A radical pan-Islamist organization, which calls for the reinstatement of the caliphate and the global imposition of Sharia law, has resurfaced in Britain amid the tension between Israel and Palestine. Hizbut Tahrir Britain, which was both David Cameron and Tony Blair tried to have banned in the UK, is reportedly behind a campaign to encourage Muslim armies of the world to liberate the Palestinian people in Gaza and the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. The Islamist group organized anti-Israel protests in London and Birmingham last month. According to the Sunday Telegraph, though the paper noted that they tend to downplay their involvement in organizing the demonstrations. While placards in London and Birmingham were seen bearing the name of Hizbut Tahrir, a similar protest held in Luton saw activists cover up the name with black tape. The head of government relations for the Community Security Trust, which monitors anti-Semitism in the UK, Johnny Newton, said that Hizbut Tahrir has become more visible in recent weeks. For example, at a protest in Birmingham, a man was filmed calling on the Muslim armies of the world to wage jihad to wipe out that Zionist entity of Israel. There is little doubt that they have continued to organize and recruit under the radar and without significant scrutiny since the organization was exposed as anti-Semitic and homophobic in the 1990s, Mr. Newton said. He continued, Hizbut Tahrir is a global Islamist group, the leadership of which states explicitly anti-Jewish hatred regarding Israel. It was inevitable that its British supporters would echo some of that sentiment on our streets, because that is what they have been doing for decades, despite repeat complaints from the UK Jewish community about the danger posed by the group, both in its own right and as a potential gateway to more violent jihadi actions. Despite the Tory Party Manifesto of 2010 pledging that a Conservative government would ban any organizations which advocate hate or the violent overthrow of our society, such as Hizbut Tahrir, Prime Minister David Cameron failed to follow through, claiming that a ban on the radical organization would not be workable. A 2009 report by the Centre for Social Cohesion found that the ideology of Hizbut Tahrir is in direct opposition to the values of Western society. Inherent to Haidt's worldview is a clash between Western and Islamic civilizations. The party believes the United Kingdom and United States of America are leading a campaign against Islam and Muslims worldwide, the report said. Haidt actively seeks mass support for its Islamist revolution among Western Muslims. Party ideology commands them to oppose Western civilization and to subvert their societies. All Western states are considered enemies of Islam and potential land for Haidt's expansionist Islamist state via jihad. In a statement issued on Saturday, Hizbut Tahrir said, "We distinguish between Jewish people as a faith and an ethnicity, and the Zionist military occupation that calls itself a Jewish state. In Britain we use the term Zionist entity as we do not recognize the name that it gives itself." The demonstration in Luton was a community initiative and not a Hizbut Tahrir rally, unlike the simultaneous demonstrations in London and Birmingham on 16 May. The chairman of the executive committee of Hizbut Tahrir Britain was invited to speak, along with speakers from other organizations, so the party's presence was open. However, it would be inappropriate to have the party's name on banners at an event that was not its own. Hizbut Tahrir does not promote fear, criminality or terrorism. No honest person has ever said this, nor does any evidence exist to support this. Hizbut Tahrir does not encourage violence against civilians. Follow Kurt Zindulka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindulka.